Hello. My name's Tony.
Okay.
And you are?
Nayeli.
I'm sorry?
Nayeli.
Nayeli?
Yeah.
God bless you. And so why'd you stop today?
Well, because I always noticed that you're waving stuff and I just wanted to come and say hi.
Oh, it's so good to meet you. Do you have any particular spiritual beliefs?
Yeah, I do. But I don't go to church that often.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but...
So, Nayeli, since we've known each other for 30 seconds, let me ask you a question. If you were to die today, and I don't want that, if you were to die today and stand before God and God said, Nayeli, why should I allow you into heaven? What would you say?
That I've been kind.
That you've been kind?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a really good thing to spread around.
Well, you've been kind to me, and it is very good to be kind. In fact, the Bible says that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves, right? We're supposed to be kind. But Jesus also said this. He said, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, I'm going to be 60 years old here in about a month. I've never lived a perfect day in my life. But yet, that's God's standard of perfection. If we want to get into heaven based on what we do, then it has to measure up to His standard. Okay? So, how kind do you think you have to be before you can have confidence and assurance that God is going to see it as being kind enough? How kind do you think you have to be?
Just not being rude to anyone.
Okay. Now, you seem like a very sweet young lady. But have you ever been rude to anyone? Ever in your life?
Yeah.
Said no to your parents? Ever disobey your parents?
Yeah, because everyone sins and, no one's perfect.
Right, right. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, right? So, but then if you're relying on your kindness, and I believe you are kind, just in the moment we've known each other, if you're relying on your kindness, then, and you're not perfectly kind as Jesus commands, then where does your hope lie? Okay, all right. So I want to give you hope, okay? So, it's true that nobody's perfect. Jesus was the only one who walked on earth who was perfect. It's true that we've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory, and it's true that we're supposed to be kind and loving and generous and so on. But again, if we're going to rely on our own perceived goodness to get to heaven, then according to God's standard, we have to be perfect in our actions, in our words, and in our thoughts. And none of us can live up to that standard. Right? And because God is good, God alone is perfectly good. Because God is good and because He's holy and righteous and just, He must punish every time we fall short of perfection. Don't worry, the hope is coming. And that punishment that He's determined for that imperfection, for that sin, which is defined as law-breaking, breaking the laws that God has written on our heart, the punishment for that is hell. But here's what God did. Since we cannot live up to His standard, since we cannot be perfect as God sees perfection and demands perfection, He sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, truly God, truly man, and without sin. As God in the flesh, unlike you and me who break God's law in one way or another every day, He never broke God's law. He was perfect. Yet even though He knew no sin, He voluntarily submitted Himself to that torturous, bloody death of that Roman cross. He died a death He did not deserve, to take upon Himself the punishment you and I rightly deserve for our sins against God. And then He forever defeated sin and death 3 days later when He rose from the grave. And what God commands of you and me and the lady in this blue van and everyone on the streets is that by faith we turn from our sin and turn toward God and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. So let's say, I'm sorry, how do you pronounce your first name again?
Nayeli.
Nayeli. Let's say the roles were reversed and you were standing out here with a cross And I came up and said, "You're always waving and saying God bless you to people, and I just wanted to come and say hello." And you asked me, "Tony, if you were to die today, and God asked, why should he allow you into heaven?" Here's how I would answer. I would begin by saying, "God, you shouldn't, because I have broken your law. I have sinned against you. I haven't been perfectly kind. I haven't been perfectly giving. I haven't been perfectly loving. I haven't been perfectly generous. I didn't perfectly obey my parents. I have fallen short. And so there's no reason why you should let me into heaven. But I know that you will. And the reason is because of what your son did for me on the cross. He died the death that I deserve. And he took upon himself the punishment I deserve. And because I put my faith and trust in him alone, instead of seeing my sin, you see the righteousness, the goodness of your son credited to my account. So I know you're going to let me in, not because of who I am, but in spite of who I am. Not because of what I've done, but in spite of what I've done. My assurance is in Jesus, not in Tony's hope that he's done enough to get there." Does that make sense? So what do you think about that when you hear that? The lady walking up behind you is Kathleen. Kathleen, this is Naily. Naily with an N.
Yeah, Naily.
Yeah. Kathleen's a member of my church, and she comes out with me from time to time. Yeah. So what do you think when you hear that?
I think it's really good of Jesus to do that, you know, because like he sacrificed everything, and yeah. Even though he didn't do anything wrong.
Is there any reason, Naily, why you wouldn't put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation? Is there any reason why you wouldn't do that?
I would. Yeah.
Then that's our encouragement to you, Naily, that you would do just that, that you would receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Put all of your faith and your trust in him and him alone. And Naily, the promise is that he will forgive your sins. He'll remove them as far as the east is from the west. He'll remember them no more. He'll adopt you as a beloved daughter. You'll be reconciled to him forever. And you'll have the assurance of eternal life in heaven, not because you're good, but because of the goodness of God that would allow his son to take your place, to die the death you should die. And so that's where hope lies. And if God does that, if as Jesus says, he literally causes you to be born again through faith in his son, Jesus Christ, you'll want to be kind. You'll want to do those things that are pleasing to him, not to earn heaven, not to keep heaven, not because you're afraid of losing heaven, but because you're so thankful for the gift of heaven that he gave you through the gift of his son. Do you have a Bible? Can I give you one? There you go. I put another one of those right here at the Gospel of John. If you haven't read the Bible often, that's a really good place to start.
Okay, thank you.
And all the information about it, do you live here in town?
Yeah, I do.
All of the information about our church is there. Do you know where the Walmart is off of West Kimberly?
Oh, yeah.
We're just maybe a half mile past that. We meet a couple of times on Sunday. I don't know what you're doing tonight. No salesman will come to your door. But we're meeting tonight for study and fellowship, and we're having dinner together at about 5:45. And so you're welcome anytime, is what I'm saying. Anytime you'd like. So good to meet you, Naily. I'm so glad you stopped. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, if you have any questions, my wife and my daughter and I, all of my information's there. My wife and my daughter and I, we would love to have you over for dinner sometime if you'd like. Just to enjoy your company.
Okay?
So good to meet you. Be careful on the road. All right. God bless you. Have a great day. Praise the Lord.